on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
Sit right down. Keep your hands up. Keep your chin down. Shut the door. Time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
So I was told a couple days ago, probably a couple weeks ago now, that icon is above legend.
Okay.
Legend is one of the most overused words in the English language. Something just rolled through my feet. I hope it wasn't an animal.
Well, me too.
Well, you children can play in a minute. But first and foremost, I'm a little down. I mean, how can you not be when – and what's above icon? Something has to be – what is the ultimate of the ultimate?
The GOAT?
Well, the passing of Ted Webb, somebody that has been on the airwaves in the Tampa Bay area – for as long as I can remember. You know, I was even shocked. I didn't know Ted Webb wasn't his real name.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The stage name.
Well,
it was a radio handle.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I need to change my name to protect my identity.
How about just to moron?
Fifth.
You know, I do have some new nicknames for you.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
good.
I may announce them.
We'll get to those.
Because when you tell a story that is so incorrect that shows how incorrect you are. It's ridiculous. I have medical people call me about you.
Okay.
We'll get to that. I want to talk about Ted Webb first.
Let's go.
All right. So the passing of Ted Webb fairly quickly, you know, he just went into hospice care a couple days ago, a week ago.
Yeah, it was a week ago we announced it.
After the Facebook message was he was stopping dialysis. Then I believe his son said that he took his final and then went into hospice. I hope he didn't suffer. Ted Webb, I felt like I knew Ted Webb.
Uh-huh.
Ted Webb always acted like he knew me, and I don't know if he really did. And that's the type of guy that Ted Webb kind of put out there, you know, that he was everybody's friend. He was, you know, family to everybody. And the Tampa Bay area lost, like I said, an icon, somebody that's been involved with this market. Media-wise, radio-wise, charity-wise, huge wrestling fan. You know, we're going to talk a lot about wrestling today. It's just a punch to the gut, a kick to the groin, losing somebody the caliber of person that the artist formerly known as Ted Webb was.
Sure. And speaking of icon and artist, did you see the celebrity boxing is tailing Nick Carter? As an icon.
And I responded.
For fighting Lamar Odom.
Yeah,
celebrity boxing.
I kind of threw a message to Damon. Which is David Feldman's brother.
Icon with a question mark.
Yeah. An icon. What is nine notches below icon?
Me? Me? I don't know.
No, you're probably 15 notches below. But yeah, no, I did see that. Let me run down today's show.
Yes.
Pretty excited. Should be a lot of fun. WWE superstar Titus O'Neil.
Yeah.
Coming up, who will be co-hosting along with your mentor, Hulk Hogan, WrestleMania. Ray Flores.
Who will
be commentating April 17th in Atlanta. The boxing card with Paul and Ben Askren, Frank Mir, and now USS Cunningham, who is replacing Antonio Tarver.
Yep.
Speaking of which, Frank Mir comes on the show today.
Frankie.
He'll be on in the second hour.
All right.
Along with the official announcement, I'm in a Ryan Bader t-shirt on purpose. Ryan Bader officially, after today's appearance, will have been on this show more than any other person. Any other person that I either know, don't know, like, dislike, anybody who's not called Matt McClellan.
Well, he may be the number one on your show, but has he ever broadcast live from a Jeep Gladiator? Because if that's so, Steve Lanay has the record. He's the title holder.
Well, no, both you clowns are.
He's the most appearing guest that I've ever had inside the Gladiator.
All right. I wasn't going to give you your gift until the end of the show.
Oh, I got a gift.
I do have a gift for you.
Yes.
I'm going to wait, though. I was going to give it to you right now, and then I decided not to.
Is it a car wash? Because my radio booth is dirty. I need to get this thing spruced up.
And I really didn't know if I was going to give you the gift because I have two gifts to give today.
Oh.
One is for you.
Yes.
And one is for Steve Lanay.
Oh, well, it's good that we're here together live in the studio audience.
So I didn't know if he was coming, and I wasn't sure if I was still going to give you, yours. His is in the car. Look, I thunk myself.
Okay.
And his is in the car. So at some point.
In the new car? Is it in the new car?
It's in my car. You saw me pull up.
Oh, yeah. How's the new car treating
you? Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Do you just play stupid or are you really stupid?
I have to create content for radio,
That's
Randy.
Not content. It
gives you something to talk about.
You saw me pull up in my car.
I'm trying to segue into the fact that you bought a new Kia. You're proud of this new car. I saw a photo. I haven't seen it in person.
I'm not proud of it. It's a car.
It looks great. I just want to see. Do you love it as much as you think you did?
I don't love a car.
Well, you started with a Jeep, then you ended up at the Ford, the Explorer, and then you ended up settling on the Kia. So,
you settled
for a Kia. I've settled a lot in my life. Not with my wife, obviously,
I got to be honest. I've settled. How many years have you been on the show?
Too many. Yeah. But talk about it. Is it nice? I mean, do you love it? Like,
I don't want to talk about a car on Knockout Radio.
You always talk about cars and dealerships and, like, car dealers and use vans.
All right. I almost got in three fist fights, by other dealerships. One guy wanted to fight me. He said that it was impossible that I got the quote that I did.
Okay.
I said, well, do you want to sit in on the signing? He goes, I'd love to. Where are you going to be? That's when I knew I had a good deal, when three dealerships said there's no way that I was getting it for this.
There's a lesson in all that. All you listen out there.
I think I'm going to start a business.
Yeah, consulting, helping people.
Yeah, not necessarily consulting. I'll buy the car for you. I will get your car. I will get it down.
That's it.
And if not, what are those things? If I don't save
money back
you money,
guarantee.
Well, there's no money back because you're not going to pay anything unless I save you money.
Okay.
But no money. It'll be like the lawyer thing. Yes. You don't pay me unless I win.
Well, there you go. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, we'll see.
Gonna save you some money on your limo, Steve. Lesson learned.
Are you done?
I'm done.
All right. WWE is moving.
Back to Orlando?
No.
Tampa?
Yes.
Raymond James?
No.
Tropicana?
Sundome.
The Sundome?
Well, they get booted out of Tropicana because I believe Major League Baseball starts tomorrow.
Yeah, opening day.
And I will have tickets to give away. Not to opening day, but I will have tickets.
Are we going tomorrow?
I will have tickets thanks to my longest-running sponsor. And once I get them in my hand for whatever series, I believe I'll have some for the second series.
Okay.
Whoever that may be. And
are you going tomorrow?
No.
Are we going tomorrow?
No.
Should we go tomorrow?
No.
Should we go to Ferg's and just hang out?
No.
It's opening day.
It means nothing to me.
That's like the what's that equivalent to? Like Mardi Gras? Closing day. I mean, it's similar, but no, it's an exciting day. The city's electric and on the opening day.
Do you feel like it's electric out there? Seriously. The only reason that you feel it's electric is you're about to get electrocuted sitting in that toy.
No. It's totally made out of plastic. I'm safe. The only thing metal is my brain. But I mean, I am excited about things coming back on live. Like the UFC coming back with a full attendance.
Well, April's huge.
And it sold out in minutes, Dana White said.
The UFC, you know what else sold out in minutes?
Those shoes. The devil shoes. The what do they call those?
I don't know. I don't know.
The Lucifers?
I don't know.
Loafers? Lucifers? Loafers?
I don't know if I should say it. Never mind. I'm not going to say it. But they're so upset. People are so upset. And I don't know the story. I don't care the story. I don't care that he made a video about the devil.
Right.
And I hate to say it in front of Ozzy Osbourne's lookalike.
Oh, yeah.
But didn't Ozzy bite off a bat, and isn't he a big devil?
Well, he started COVID. He bit the bat.
So he's the one that okay.
came from Ozzy.
I thought that was a China.
Yeah, I think Ozzy created COVID.
And I heard on a radio station as I was driving around whatever day, I don't even know what it was, that if everybody is so upset at, what's his name? Lil Nas?
Lil Nas X.
Okay.
What do you mean? You know him.
Who we met at the Super Bowl. But if everybody's mad at him and his song and the devil, they said on the radio that then you're going to have to take out every AC/DC song.
Oh.
Because aren't they a lot?
I think most like heavy metal bands have some sort of dark, like, you know. Pandora's box of...
You don't have to be dark or Pandora or... when I buy gas sometimes, I buy $6.66 of gas.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do.
Why?
I buy $12.34 of gas.
But your favorite number is 13. Now, you like that superstitious, like going against the grain of what other people think is scary.
It used to be cool, and then Dan Marino screwed it up for us.
Yeah.
Because then, you know, he wore it. So, all right, we need to hit this break and run through it real quick. When we return, WWE superstar Titus O'Neil will be on the line, and we'll talk about WrestleMania coming in, 2.5 weeks. We'll be right back.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Bernie Williams from the Yankees, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Puckett Store Fixtures, located at 2450 5th Avenue South in St. Pete, is just amazing. Puckett's has everything and anything you could ever want or need to display that favorite jersey, picture, game shoes, or anything else you'd like to display. If they don't have it, they can and will custom build it. From hooks to mannequins, safes to display cases, and much, much more. Check them out at PuckettStoreFixtures.com or stop in and see them at 2450 5th Avenue South in St. Pete.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Yo, maniacs! Hulk Hogan here, the greatest of all time, and you're listening to Knockout Radio. So what you gonna do?
Okay, we are back up to you live from Tour de Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete.
St.
April,
Pete?
Huge month.
Huge.
In the state of Florida. UFC coming to Jacksonville. Big event in Atlanta, the big boxing event coming on. But what's going to really kick off the month of April, and we're slowly getting back to being normal, we're going to talk about it with our next guest. One of our own, one of our locals, Tampa's own WWE superstar, Titus O'Neil. Titus, how are you?
I'm doing awesome. How are you?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. Before we talk about WrestleMania, right around the corner, you're going to host it with Matt's mentor, Hulk Hogan. Talk about what life has been like for you with some of your favorite teams, the Lightning and, of course, the Buccaneers being world champions.
I mean, life has been great, you know, especially in a time like this where COVID, you know, for most of 2020, you know, completely turned everyone's lives upside down in the way of, you know, whether they, the way people went to school, the way people went to work, et cetera, and just having normal day-to-day interactions with your family was different. So, you know, for our franchises, all of them, you know, including the Rowdies, which a lot of people don't really put in that conversation when we talk about Tampa Bay. But had it not been for COVID-19, who knows, the Rowdies could have also been bringing the championship back to the Bay Area as well. So the Bucks and the Lightning and the Rays not only helped give us an escape from what was going on, from our realities for a few hours and some excitement, but they also gave us the economic boost, I feel, because now everybody wants to move to Tampa. And they're coming out of California and New York and Chicago, and the housing market and is on fire right now, and stuff's not even staying on online, you know, longer than 24 hours. So it's a great time for our city, a great time for our region, and WrestleMania is going to add to that. You know, it's going to, everywhere we go, we definitely have an economic impact, but we also want to live, have some lasting memories for those that can be in attendance. Very limited crowd, at capacity of 25,000, but I can rest assured that all 25,000 that'll be in attendance and all of the millions across the globe that'll be watching on Peacock will be highly, highly entertained and probably overwhelmed with so much of the action and the storylines that we have going into two action-packed nights. And we get to do it two times in front of fans for the first time in over a year. And so every talent, every producer, every backstage hand, every person that's been involved with our company working hard through COVID to provide, you know, hours and hours of TV programming without a crowd, we're all excited, equally excited as much as the WWE Universe that'll be able to be in attendance.
What is your responsibility and what is Hulk Hogan's responsibility? The two of you will be hosting the entire weekend. What will that, you know, include?
Obviously being able to help, you know, showcase everything that WrestleMania means. You know, Hulk Hogan is definitely one of the people that put the person, you know, that put WrestleMania on the map. And so being able to showcase not only what we do from the inside the ring, but also what we do outside the ring. And I think that that's why this pairing was made. Obviously, both of us living here in the Tampa Bay area gives a lot of credence to us being hosts, but also, you know, our interaction and what we've done within the company. And to Hulk's respect. You know, he's a global figure that has been known for years, that has helped pave the way for a lot of people in our business, including myself, to be successful in it and to help it grow. And so I look forward to not only being entertaining on screen and giving the fans a glimpse of our characters, you know, but also being able to help tell the story and bridge the story and promote the heck out of not only the WWE and WrestleMania, but also the city of Tampa and how special of a place this whole area is.
Talk about, you know, we all know about WWE, how global it is. Everybody, you know, you and I both have been around a lot of celebrities, a lot of athletes, a lot of rock stars. Everybody loves professional wrestling and how big the WWE has gone from the one night WrestleMania, which is what it started, to it now having to take two nights, you know, to do the entire showcase.
Well, I think it makes great business sense. You know, it gives either one set of fans or a two set of fans an opportunity to kind of enjoy WrestleMania in its entirety over two nights. And you know, we basically own the stadium for, you know, the entire week anyway. So why not do everything we can in there? If we paid for the space, sure, you might as well put on the greatest amount of the greatest showcase that you possibly can, because either way the bill's going to stay the same whether you have five people there or you got 10, you know, 10 million people there. And
sure,
so that coupled with the fact that you know, last year we did a two-night special and it was obviously without fans, but the viewership was amazing. And I got a chance to host night two last year. Rob Gronkowski hosted night one, and he won the 24/7 title and decided he didn't want to come to work the next day. So I got an opportunity to host it now 2 years in a row. And then he turns around and not only wins the 24/7 title last year, but then he comes in, now he's the Super Bowl champion. So he's just racking up honors left and right, on a global stage. And so, you know, moments like that for him, obviously coming, you know, out of retirement from football and joining us in WWE and being able to put his name in the history book was a big thing. And had we not had two nights, who knows if that would have happened. So it gives us a lot of flexibility as a company to be able to put a whole lot of people in the mix. But this year we got, I feel, the most diverse card that I've seen in the entirety of my WWE career. And Bad Bunny being added to the mix, you know, opens us up to a whole entirely new fan base. So I'm very proud of the cards both nights, and I'm looking forward to seeing what, you know, what talent do to deliver.
And who knows, Gronk may show up one night or both nights and somehow reclaim his 24/7 title. Or who knows, maybe you'll reclaim your 24/7 title.
Absolutely. That's what I was about to say. Don't put your money on Gronk. Put your money on Titus.
There you go. How about the Hall of Fame, the ceremony? Can you update us on that? In years past, it was the night before WrestleMania, but now it's a weekend event. I understand it's going to be the April 6th, correct?
Yep. So the Hall of Fame will be April 6th. It will be no fans in attendance. And it will air on television as well. So, you know, that's the only down part about WrestleMania, that we don't get to have so many fan interactions as we traditionally do. We don't have people coming from, you know, 35 or 45 different countries to flock into the host city. You know, we don't have that night after WrestleMania feel right now from a live fan perspective. But you know, at the end of the day, we take baby steps, just like our country and the society as a whole is taking baby steps to getting back to normal. And we're more than grateful for the 25,000 that we'll be able to attend on both nights. But, you know, it is different not being able to do that WrestleMania access, not having the Hall of Fame, not even having an after party with the talent, you know.
Right.
So everything's different for everybody. So it's just going to be Different, but a good different, I feel. I feel like we you know, people have to understand we're the only sports and entertainment organization that had zero stoppage during COVID. We performed every single week on live television the entire year, never had a stoppage. You know, the NBA had a stoppage. Major League Baseball had a stoppage. NFL, you know, had a postponed season as well. Yeah, we feel like we've kind of ushered in a new wave of ways of keeping people engaged as well. You know, we've made this huge investment with the Thunderdome, which, you know, obviously the NBA had their version of it, which was much smaller, but still gave fans a chance to interact virtually.
You know, Titus, I'm sure that, you know, everybody is aware of that in the company, but I hope that everybody in the company, yourself, all the way, you know, to the top to Vince, you know, understands how much the country and the world appreciated what you guys did. And you're right. You're the only ones that continued and gave some form of entertainment and normalcy, you know, to the world. And I personally want to thank you and the company all the way to Vince, you know, for that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you guys for staying engaged enough to the point where, you know, we can continue to be on business. Our ratings, you know, didn't suffer to the point where people was like, oh, just turn it off. And it was great.
Before I let you go, and again, WrestleMania right around the corner on the 10th and 11th, I know that we had you on when you first released the book, There's No Such Thing as a Bad Kid. Could you talk about the book again real quickly and where people, you know, hopefully can pick it up? I know a couple times I told you, you know, I went to the bookstore, I couldn't wait to buy it. They're like, hey, we just sold out. We're going to get more, which is a great thing. But talk about the book one more time for us.
Right, yeah. So I wrote the book and we put it out in 2019. And we, you know, it's me telling my story of how I went from being an underperforming kid, a troubled kid, to from being a stereotype to being a prototype. I got help from a lot of different sources, mainly the Boys and Girls Club and the Florida Shares Boys Rent. And it just tells a story of how there really is no such thing as a bad kid. There are kids that are in bad situations, making bad decisions, and having bad outcomes. You put those same exact kids in a good environment around great people, and they have a greater chance to succeed. That's what happened for me, and that's why I wanted to share my story so that hopefully people can have a different perspective on how to deal with kids, and how to view kids with certain situations. And really kind of it helped parents, helped educators, helped anybody that's working or engaged with any of our youth. And you can get it. It's still available on Amazon.
And I strongly recommend people go out and pick it up. Titus, always great to catch up with you. I have your address. We're going to send you a care package again from 8 Man Strong, as well as some earbuds from Jabra for you and both boys.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
Take care. That is Titus O'Neil, WWE superstar, and more importantly, a really good guy.
A great guy.
I had the opportunity to meet him at the Make-A-Wish event, you know, in Nashville with Kevin Carter. And, you know, just sometimes you meet these people and you feel like you've known them forever. And just really good, does a lot of great things in the community.
A ton.
Very, very involved in charity. And I hope he comes off the top ring rope on your boy Hulk Hogan. And
he also does what you love the most. He's a part of the Tampa St. Pete food fight every year.
Yeah, he is.
So, I mean, we are in the fight game. We're fighting weight cuts and, like, you know, restriction. But I wonder how the wrestlers deal with it. Like, do they have to be strict on their diets or do they get a pass because it's entertainment?
Well, I guess we'll have to get Titus back on at some point.
Well, let's do it. Let's find out.
Let's hit a break. More shenanigans to come live from the plastic Jeep here at Torta Pizza. This is Knockout Radio brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Yo, what's up, man? It's your boy, Juju Smith-Schuster, man. Shout out to Knockout Radio. Turn up.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, If you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
You're hungry, where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink, where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team, where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey guys, I'm Chase Elliott, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Tour de Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street here in St. Pete. You finally got out of the plastic Jeep. I appreciate
that's
that.
That's our arena.
We got to talk about some of these names, though, that are going in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
And your boy went in last year, even though he didn't officially go in. So I'm assuming on the 6th, they're going to do the 2020 class and the 2021 class.
Sure.
Terry going in with the NWO.
Nice.
I still have some NWO shirts.
Do you?
Yeah. I may have to pull one out and wear it.
I'll take one if you got extras.
Yeah, I don't give you nothing. You know what the difference between you and our next guest?
Oh, a ton. Probably success.
Well, I'm proud of him.
Respect.
I'm not proud of you. I respect him. I don't respect
okay,
you.
Okay.
And he is the voice of Knockout Radio. Let's welcome back to the program. It's been a while. Ray Flores. Ray, how are you?
Randy, I'm fantastic, man. How are you guys? I've missed you.
Yeah, we've missed you as well, but we hear you every Wednesday to start our program.
Always.
So, you know, so you're part of the show whether you want to be or not.
Oh, I love it. I always love being a part of Knockout Radio. That's without a doubt.
Before we talk about the big event that's coming up to the Mercedes-Benz Arena there in Atlanta on April 17th, update me, knucklehead across from me, and the entire world. What have you been going, you know, doing? What have you been going through? Not just, you know, COVID. We've talked about that enough, but just on your career. Last time we talked, we were getting ready for Mayweather-McGregor, and every time I throw in a boxing event, I either hear you, see you, or see your brother.
Well, I appreciate it. I've been very fortunate, lead play-by-play guy on FS1. And, tonight at 7 o'clock Eastern time, I'm diving into the world of pro wrestling. And I have, I agree to terms. I'm the new voice of MLW, which is on DAZN and YouTube. And it's a wonderful company that is expanding and has a lot of talent. So I'm very excited to not only be with Triller and PBC, but also now endeavor into the world of pro wrestling with Major League Wrestling.
Oh, very cool. Give me more details on that. Are there some names that are in there? Are these up-and-comers? Are they names that people may recognize?
Yeah, so it's interesting because we have a combination of such. So there is the champion is Jacob Fatu, who is really coming on. You have, you know, some luchadors. You have a lot of blossoming talent. And what I love about it is that they're all hungry. They're all looking to make a statement. And, you know, they are really expanding at a rapid rate. So Court Bauer, who used to work in the WWE, you know, heads the entire operation. You know, they're based in Orlando and, you know, looking to go on tour starting, you know, in the summertime as things start to open up and stuff. So, I mean, I'm very excited to be a part of this, guys. And, you know, for me, growing up as a pro wrestling kid, you know, it made, you know, logical sense.
Now, you did some wrestling in Chicago, correct?
I did, yeah. Well, way back when I was, you know, I started doing some commentary and then got into managing.
Right.
So, you know, I took a couple of crutch shots to the back and, you know, a couple of moves, but I'm staying away from that now in terms of getting physically involved.
Well, you're staying away from it for now. Who knows? If some wrestler gets in your face, you know, you may retaliate.
Yeah, very true. So, but I'm excited, guys. I'm really pumped to be a part of, you know, the new ventures that have been presented to me.
So another new venture, I got the press release about a week ago. I was already putting the ball in movement to hopefully cover the event on April 17th. And then I get this press release that you will be involved from a commentating standpoint for this big Thriller event, main event, Paul versus Ben Askren.
Yeah, I'm the play-by-play man on April 17th and moving forward with Triller. And I'm excited, Randy, because what I love about it is that it is not just from a fighting standpoint, it's a full entertainment experience. And, you know, when it comes to, you know, the pop and circumstance and really, you know, where you can come and enjoy a good night of fights, but also quality music and entertainment, that's what Triller is doing. And I think we have something very special on April 17th. And then in the summer with Teofimo Lopez and George Kambosos for the lightweight championship of the world.
You know, some of when you're talking about entertainment, we'll go music side. Snoop Dogg is, or isn't he a Snoop Lion? I think he goes by as well. is a partner in this, so he'll be performing. And whether you like the guy I'm about to mention or not, he is one of the biggest names in the world, the Canadian Justin Bieber.
Exactly. I mean, that's the thing, you know, to be able to get, you know, Justin Bieber's the kind of guy that before COVID, Randy, as you know, I mean, he would sell out, you know, 100,000 seat arenas and things along those lines. And to be able to have him as one of the headliners musically on this first venture, Triller's not messing around. So I love their vision. I love what they're doing. I love their commitment towards the fans on both the music side and the boxing side. I think it's a win-win situation. I know people are like, well, can the two worlds merge? Absolutely, because you look at the NBA, look at any walk of sports, people love music. The athletes love music. This is just blending them together over the course of a four-hour pay-per-view.
You know, let's talk about the card itself. And you know, a lot of fans are saying, you know, Paul, you know, is a circus clown. You know, then you're taking an MMA fighter and putting them in a boxing. You know, and I'm not trying to degrade it. I'm saying people are saying that. But then when you look at the card, there's former world champions that are going to be boxing. There's some legitimate boxers as well as what could be an entertaining main and co-main event.
Well, I agree with you, Randy. Here's the thing. Jake Paul's only had two fights as a pro, and he's going up in his third fight. You know, this is typically, because I'm around the boxing business, and this is a known thing. When you're coming up at, you know, your first 10 fights, you're fighting guys that have lopsided records, meaning they have a lot more losses than what they do wins. Ben Askren, former Bellator champion, former top five UFC contender, the guy was a tremendous wrestler. People are like, well, this is boxing. I get it, but listen, I did Big Ten wrestling this season for the Big Ten Network, and I'll tell you that wrestlers are some of the toughest dudes on the planet. I know that Askren's training with Cornelius K9 Bundridge, who's a former world champion at 154. Askren's going to come in and try to tear Jake Paul's head off. This is not going to be these two guys being cautious whatsoever. And Jake Paul is a showman. He believes in himself. I know his trainer, BJ Flores, no relation to me. And he told me that Jake Paul is looking fantastic. I'm excited for this fight. You know why, Randy? Because people ask, they go, how is this fight going to go down? I go, I don't know. Anything is possible.
Right. Well, you know, I make fun of fans all the time because they, you know, they sit behind a computer, they pick up a phone and call into a radio show. You know, nobody really goes to these events or says these things to athletes or celebrities' faces. And what I find humorous, Ray, is fans are upset that Paul is going to box a predominantly wrestler and not a striker. And I say, that's a great move by Paul.
I mean, listen, he is trying to do, like, the thing is that he's been calling out big names, right? I mean, I know he's mentioned, you know, he's called out Conor McGregor. He's called out Dylan Danis. You know, he's been calling out guys. And Ben Askren's the one that said, listen, I'll fight you right now, everything else. Now, listen, you know, I know other guys have other business, et cetera, et cetera. But Ben Askren's like, yeah, I'll fight him. Ben Askren's taking this seriously. And it's only Jake Paul's third fight. Plus, as you mentioned, Randy, on the undercard, you got Regis Prograis, former world champion at 140, taking on Ivan Redcatch. You've got Frank Mir, who looks amazing, by the way. I saw him at the presser, watching the presser. He's taking on Steve Cunningham. This is a fun night of fight. And it's like, listen, when you watch TV and you watch and you put your hard-earned dollar, don't you want to be entertained instead of not knowing, oh, is this going to stink? Is this going to be boring? Is this, you know, I don't know what to think. This is going to be entertaining. You're going to get wall-to-wall entertainment for 4 hours. And that, to me, is a win-win situation for April 17th.
Ray, let me ask you this, and we'll have Frank Mir on in about 40 minutes, and I'm going to ask him the same question. You know, there was a boxing event that happened a couple months ago with Mike Tyson and Roy Jones, and just before the fight, things were coming out, well, you can't, you know, punch this, you can't do that. This is a full-fledged fight, correct?
Oh, yeah. No, these guys, there are no, like, I mean, the only rules that they have are that from the sanctioning bodies from the state athletic commissions. This is not like, oh, they can't do this, they can't do that. This is full board prize fighting. These guys are going to try to tear each other's heads off, you know, in a boxing ring, and it's going to be, I mean, it could potentially be pandemonium. So that's, you know, this is all, you know, everything goes in this regard.
I truly think that Thriller has done a great job putting this whole thing together with who they're putting together. You know, Frank Mir has, you know, a lot of fans from the MMA world. Ben Askren, I think Ben Askren falls under that Ric Flair category that you either love him or you're going to pay money in hopes that Paul does knock his head off. You know, Paul, what does he have, 14 billion followers? I think this is going to be a very successful event.
I'm excited for it, Randy. And listen, I think it is one of those things that we're just watching this new wave come into boxing, because as I look at what Triller is doing and how they're trying to handle things, they are giving you everything. They're giving you a former world champion. They're giving you, a young man who is barely blossoming as a, you know, professional boxer, and you're going to be able to see his journey. You got a former MMA fighter in Ben Askren who's looking to test the young kid, the 24-year-old that's got, as you mentioned, a billion followers. I mean, it's just, it's a little bit of everything from the entertainment standpoint, but, you know, the lineup is loaded. So, I mean, listen, April 17th cannot come soon enough, my friend.
Before I let you go, you've mentioned Regis. Regis was on the program last week and we talked about it. And he has no problems, you know, fighting underneath, you know, the main event, the co-main event. You know, when you're talking boxing, you would think a former world champion would be the main event. And he's like, no. You know, Paul is the main event. Askren is the main event. We're going to get viewers. He's going to get viewers that people may not have known who Regis is, but they should know who he is on the 17th.
Well, listen, at the same time, Randy, as you pointed out, there are going to be eyeballs on this event. And Regis Prograis is going to have the opportunity to become a crossover name because of what Jake Paul brings to the table, because of the fan base of, you know, the artists that are on, that performing that very evening, because of what Triller's been able to do from a marketing standpoint. It is a win-win for everybody involved. And you know what? I think that it's a new era for boxing. And I think it's much needed. And I think it's going to infuse and breathe some life into what the sport is doing. And it's going to make everybody else raise the level of their cards and their entertainment values. So I think it's a win-win situation for the sport and also for other promoters.
I agree with you 100%. Before I let you go, give that info again where people can follow you on this wrestling endeavor that you're doing.
Oh, yeah. So MLW tonight, we got a big heavyweight championship matchup between Jacob Fatu, Calvin Tankman, 7 Eastern on YouTube, BN Sports, DAZN. But tonight, 7 o'clock Eastern on YouTube, MLW Wrestling is what you want to do. And then follow me on social media at SBR Flores. So, Randy, thank you so much for your time. As always, my man, always enjoy being on the show. And hope to see you down in Atlanta coming up in just over 2 weeks' time.
Hopefully I see you in a couple weeks. I know we already have your address. We're going to send you another care package from Ape Man Strong, as well as a pair of earbuds from Jabra Headwear.
Oh, you're the man, Randy. I'm going to wear that, during the fight week and stuff down in Atlanta.
There you go. I'll see you in a couple weeks in Atlanta, Rick.
All right. Take care, Randy. Later, guys.
All right, take care. Very good, dude. You know, we had a conversation many, many years ago. I mean, he's a young man. I don't know if I just said kid, and I don't mean that disrespectfully. We're at a UFC, and we went into one of the food courts, and we just kind of talked. He was kind of picking my brain, and you know, which excited me, to be honest. You know, it's like here's a young up-and-coming. I mean, listen to that voice.
Yeah,
you know,
of course.
If he stays grounded, and I said this then, if he stays grounded and he keeps learning, this guy's going to take over the world. And literally, he has.
Yeah.
You know, he was involved in Conor Mayweather. He's now the voice of Thriller, you know, which is backed by Snoop Dogg.
Right.
are you kidding me?
He's the voice of Knockout Radio.
He is the voice of Knockout Radio.
So that's everything.
Yeah, that's
the definitely. Iconic show.
You know, and I told him when we talked a couple of days ago how proud I am of him. And I truly am. You know, his brother is also a ring announcer and doing the same kind of stuff. So good stuff with him. Awesome. All right, in the second hour, we are going to be reaching out to Ryan Bader.
Ryan Bader.
As well as Frank Mir.
Frank
Mir. Or some people like to say Frank Mir.
Mir.
I will not describe the joke that he pulled on my Canadian friend.
Oh, what? Justin Bieber?
But no, it was...
A different Canadian.
I went and I emceed an event.
Okay.
In, I think it was Tucson.
All right.
And it was an opening of a gym.
All right.
And the guests of honor were Frank Mir and Wanderlei Silva.
Nice.
Which was a lot of fun. And then we went out to dinner that night, and Frank told a joke, and he needed a volunteer. And you never volunteer. Don't ever volunteer.
For a joke.
Yeah, well, you don't know it's a joke, but if somebody says, hey, I need a volunteer, it's like when you're at a comedy show, I'm looking for a volunteer.
Yeah.
You would.
I would do it.
But nobody else would. Well, I have video of this.
Okay.
And I'll show you off the air. it was pretty funny. So Frank Mir coming up in the second hour as well. WrestleMania around the corner.
Yeah.
NFL just announced that they're going to go to a 17-game season. Did you see that?
I did see that. You think that's good for the player?
Well, no, the players are going to hate it.
Because extra wear and tear on their body.
You know, they're taking away one fake game and they're adding one real game. The question, I and I'm sure the players will know, I don't. What is this new salary-wise? You know, do you now get 1/16th extra of your salary? Or is your salary, it doesn't matter if it's 16 games, 18 games, 4 games, whatever.
Yeah, if your salary, you just got to do the job, right?
I don't know what, you know, what they agreed to. But if that's the case.
Because it's not paid, like, you're not paid per quarter or per game.
Yeah, well, you're paid every 2 weeks, and it's broken down into a 16-week, 17-week. Because it would be 16 games, but you'd have the one bye week.
But is it for the season? Like, it depends on how it's worded in the contract.
Well, that's
right?
What I'm saying.
Based on it, because not per game.
Well, no, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, if you're making whatever that dollar is,
let's say it's $10 million for a season. Well, if a season's 17 games, it's the same money.
Let's just say, for the sake of you, you're making $17 million a year.
Okay.
And you have 17 games.
$1 million a game.
You're making $1 million a game.
Right.
But were you making $17 million last year when it was 16 games? Do they up it? Do they up the...
Right, so you're working more for less money.
Exactly. For the same money.
For same money.
So now you're gonna play another real game. You know, you know how beat they're going to be on week 17 of play time, which means really it's an 18-week season.
Sure.
Because you're still going to have the one bye week. Why don't you start 3 weeks sooner and do two bye weeks?
Just start with the playoffs.
Why don't you just start the Super Bowl like NASCAR?
Well, we got the same team. We re-signed all 22 starters.
We did.
So free agents, all 22 are coming back.
Now, I put a comment. I responded to this on the Book of Face, and people yelled at me because the thing said starters. That's true. But all of those starters will not be the starters come game one of 2021.
Okay.
Because Alex Kappa will be back.
Oh, nice.
So I'm saying. So, you know, Alex obviously didn't start. He didn't play in the Super Bowl.
Thanks to Alex, that Buck banner behind you on the wall now has tremendous value. That's signed by a world champion.
It is.
Before, it was just signed by Alex Kappa.
Well, it's still signed by Alex Kappa.
But now he is a world champion, and that banner now has more value.
I get a phone call from a buddy of mine. He says, I'm walking down the street. Guess who lives on my street?
Okay.
Alex Kappa. I said, okay. So then I tell Alex, I go, yeah, buddy's going to stop by and knock on your door. He goes, you know people everywhere.
Everywhere.
On his street is a friend of mine. How about that?
You know everyone.
It is kind of funny. So Alex Kappa rehabbing. Alex Kappa is going to be A-okay. I'm looking forward to getting Alex Kappa back in town.
Yes.
Who knows what we'll do, player show, if we're going to be able to kick that off again. You know, who knows? Now, on a side note, good job. You're supposed to, like, wave.
Yeah, I know. It came out of nowhere.
How about our tremendous men's USA soccer team?
Okay.
Let's hoo-hoo or boo-boo, because, again, they do not qualify for the Olympics.
Ole, no. Dang.
They have not qualified since 08, I believe.
Oh, jeez. What's wrong with the soccer program in the U.S.? Aren't we supposed to be dominant in everything? Like, don't we have the best technology, the best?
Well, no, we don't have the best technology.
Don't we have, like, best everything?
No.
Like, that's what we do. Like,
no.
Everybody comes here to play. The European basketball comes to the NBA.
Basketball. We have.
All the hockey guys come to the U.S.?
Only because there's no full-time hockey in Canada. So, no, we're not the best in hockey.
Justin Bieber came here.
Well, we want to send him back. what's Adam Sandler? I'm sure you've heard the Hanukkah song.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, where they're talking about, what's his name? And I argue with him on Twitter all the time. Rosie O'Donnell's ex-husband.
Oh, Tom Arnold. Tom Arnold.
So in the song, I'm sure you hear, you know, because it's all about Jews, Tom Arnold, a Jew or half a Jew, but we'll send him back. Right. And him and Pat Miletich go off all the time, back and forth.
Do they really?
It really is pretty funny. But no, I mean, soccer is not the U.S. of A.
But we all play as kids. Like, soccer is a fundamental game that every school, every neighborhood, every community has. Little League, soccer, it's standard.
Everybody plays soccer when they're six.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
And
like,
that's it.
But why can't we put together a national team? We only need, what, eight people or nine? Or how many people on a soccer team?
I don't know.
I think there's like a three and a three and a two
the
and a one.
The only time I watch soccer is World Cup.
Okay.
Olympics, if we're in it.
Right.
And when my son can guarantee a fist fight or a red card.
That's not true. We went to the MLS All-Star game in
Looking
Orlando.
Looking for a fist fight and a red card. he made me go to a game, and I really didn't want to. He goes, I promise you there'll be a fist fight. I said, if there's not, you're walking back from Orlando. Well, Orlando played Atlanta, and they hate each other.
Okay.
They hate each other so much that all of the Atlanta fans have to sit in one corner and there's guards, kind of like what it is in Europe.
Wow.
An Atlanta fan stole a chair out of there, okay. You know, ripped the thing out. And I believe there was two fist fights and the goalie got a red card.
Wow.
That's when you know it's a good game, when the goalie gets a red card.
That's serious.
Yeah, no, that is serious, serious stuff. So I'm semi-excited, you know, about this thriller thing, but I think it's important that these fights be legitimate.
Sure.
You know,
can't be all exhibition pillow fights.
You know, and I really don't want like a quick knockout. You know, I don't want Askren to knock out Paul like in 30 seconds. You know, let's see a competitive fight, you know, and I hope we can. I hope we will.
Sure.
I hope I'm there. We're still waiting to find out about that.
I wanted to wrestle Titus O'Neil.
Yeah, you have about as much chance of wrestling scripted, real, or in your mind or nightmare.
But I'm the undisputed thumb wrestling champion. I just beat Steve Lene.
There's no video.
There is video. Craig Williams, our official photographer.
That's just like this thing, this piece of iron that's on the back of your truck. There's no proof that I've ever done it.
And I'm an undefeated UFC fighter as well. I've never been beaten.
And you train UFC all the time.
And I eat KFC. But I've never been beaten in the UFC. I am undefeated.
Paul Porter calls it that all the time. He would always say, you go to the KFC again this weekend. I love you, dude. It is so fun.
Another icon of the Tampa Bay market.
All right. As we hit the end of hour one, as we roll into hour two, Again, our thoughts go out to the family of a Tampa Bay icon in Mr. Ted Webb. He will be missed. That voice will live on, hopefully forever. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Stapson.
Watching every move on her face, she said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
I'm Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister, and if you don't listen to Knockout Radio, you may just find yourself in one of my jails.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Torta Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Torta Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.